All systems are a go.
Hit it.
Radio Reaver. 97.2 FM. Jones Show.
Now, we have a little earlier than normal in the studio the mighty talented Ellie Thomas. Ellie, how on earth are you?
I'm hot.
Yeah, and you're modest as well. You know, I mean, this is the thing. It is super hot. It is super hot out here. We can only apologise. I mean, we have tried to fight right up here. See, if you have all the windows open up here, the seagulls at this height will come right in. I don't know if you're allergic to seagulls. Are you allergic to seagulls?
I'm not allergic to seagulls.
Really?
No.
Okay, you're allergic to heat, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. So what's been going on in your world?
A lot of stuff.
Yeah?
Too much stuff.
Really?
I got a new car recently.
What? Yeah. You see, this wasn't where I thought this was going to go.
I know. It's great.
And what's the car? Now we're on the subject.
Oh, it's a 2002 Skoda Fabia.
Skoda Fabia. I was on the B already there. Skoda Fabia. I do not know what a Skoda Fabia looks like, but it sounds very great. Yeah. Is it nice?
It's nice.
Is it as good as a mum's a meatballs? Almost.
I don't know.
No. Mm. Fair enough. No. What colour?
It's blue. It's like TARDIS blue. It's great.
Oh,
I can fit all my equipment in
it.
So it feels a little bit like the TARDIS as well.
Yeah? Okay.
There's more space than I anticipated.
Yeah, and how many doors, may I ask?
It's four.
That is pretty cheeky.
Yeah.
And so the boot just opens. It's not like a...
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, why? You don't need her. You're right. No, I'm on your side. Great. Well, it's lovely to meet you. Anyway, thanks so much for coming in. Right. Oh, no, we'll do some music. Yeah, no, that's fine. So what is going on in the music world of Ellie Thomas, now that we've got the car out of the way?
The music world. Yeah. Well, I've just released a deluxe album with...
What is a deluxe album?
Well, it's an album with more music on it than the original album.
Oh, so the album existed before. By the way, the album is called Who I Am.
Yes.
Not Who Am I?
No.
That'd be silly.
No, that would be silly. It would.
It'd be more like a question.
Yeah.
What have you added to the original?
Well, it's a bunch of live recordings from the album launch that I did.
Yeah.
But because this is my first album of, studio recordings, I don't have a lot of music that I could play for the album launch, so I played loads of songs that are unreleased, which I've then released with the deluxe album.
Nice.
Yeah.
And have you reworked any of the original album tracks?
A couple of them, yeah. A couple of them have different arrangements and drums instead of strings.
Radical.
Yeah.
Like that. I like what you did there.
Yeah.
Nice. Drums. Yeah. Take out the strings.
Who needs strings?
Take the strings out, bung in the drums. This is all leading to the fact that you know quite a lot about production, right?
Well, I mean, I would like to think I do.
Yeah. It is your bag. I mean, it's something that you... Well, put it this way. Cards on the table. College. Northbrook. About to start a degree.
Yes.
Have already been there.
Yeah.
What were you doing before this at Northbrook?
A mix of production and performance.
Okay.
Because I started on a level 2 performance.
Yeah.
And then I went on to level 3 and did production because I just figured I'll broaden my knowledge.
Yeah.
And then on the second year I got bored, so I went back to performance.
Okay. Yeah. And now, then you took a year out.
Took a year out.
Hence the deluxe release of the album Who I Am.
Yep.
And now, come this time next month, you're going back in again.
Yes, doing the degree of music production.
That is brilliant. That is such good. And you're right. I mean, you know, it's great being an artist, but sometimes it don't pay the bread, you know?
No, I'm just doing it for the studios. Okay. I don't care about the grade. I just want the studio
time.
You just
want the studio time. And did you produce your own album? Have you done all the production on Who I Am?
Yes.
Have you? That's really good. Are you able to just sort of, you know, distinguish between the artist ear and the producer ear?
No.
Are you a tough critic on yourself?
I Well, I like to share the demos that I do with a lot of people.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I like to get a lot of different feedback.
Yeah.
Because then I can go, well, if that word doesn't sound right, I'll change that word. But I can't know that without sharing it.
The reason why I was asking is because often that's one of the pluses, isn't it, of having someone in a studio working with you is it's a second pair of ears as well as their production skills, right?
Yeah.
So you're kind of, you just got four ears.
Yeah, basically. Well, this is one of the things I'm doing with the next album is I've already sorted a drummer who's going to play for the album, but he's also going to help me with the production side of things.
Great.
So it gives me an extra set of ears to test things with.
I like that. Would you like to play us something? We have sort of almost open mic-y in here. We've got keyboards that we aren't plugging in. We're just going to mic up. We've got you mic'd up. I'm even mic'd up. What are you going to play us?
I figured I would start with the most hectic song.
Right.
Which is called Now You're Through.
Yes.
And the original track that I did for it, the demo, it's got loads of different layers. It's got a clavinet, it's got drums, it's got bass, it's got guitar. And then I did it for the album launch and it's got drums, guitar and bass. And it's got less stuff.
Yeah.
And then this time I figured I'd strip it back even more and now it's just got piano and vocal.
Love it.
Yeah.
Awesome. Will you take it away?
I will indeed.
Thank you so much.
To make do, you gotta pick the road that your life's gonna take. And this choice, although small, is digging a hole inside that space that you say as a brain. Come on now, it's time to make a choice. Don't forget that your life is on the line. If you're feeling the stress and you can't make that move, you abuse the fact of splitting in two. As your life starts to part and your mind is afar from the reality of the world in which you've created, it's brave. In the hearts of the ones that you love, and you don't see the dark, so you keep on masquerading. Come on now, it's time to make a choice. Don't forget that your life is on the line. If you're feeling the stress and you can't make that move, you abuse the fact of splitting in two. Inside are eating you up. You made all your bets and you've paid the price. While your life, it has changed, you stay in your ways. And the next time it comes around, it's repeated history. Come on now, it's time to make a choice. Don't forget that your life is on the line. If you're feeling the stress and you can't make that move, you abuse the fact of splitting in two.
town. What are you doing to us? Seriously, it's too hard for this nonsense. That is so good. What is that track called?
It's called Now You're Through.
Now You're Through. That is on Who I Am.
Yes.
Now you're still making notes. Now You're Through. I mean, if you look through the glass, I mean, these people are supposed to be working for us here. They know nothing. They can't hear us, it's fine. We've got Bernie and Ernie right behind, then there's Brett, and then Simone in the corner. Simone is obsessed with sport. So if you like, do you like sport?
No,
me neither. Simone loves it. I wouldn't tell her that, of course. Obsessed with European athletics at the moment. I know. Means nothing. It's a music show. Tell her it's a music show. Anyway, Now You're Through. Is that one of the new ones that you added?
Yes, that one is... It's planned to be on the next album that I'm recording from September. But it's one of those ones where I was like, I need a bit of upbeat. I need something where I can sort of run around the room with a microphone.
Kick over the keys.
Yeah, basically. who needs piano?
Needs keys. Yeah, rock.
So, yeah.
So okay, you mentioned the album in September. This is sounding a little bit organised, can I say, a little bit further along than I thought. How far? Have you written everything?
I'll say I've written everything, but there'll be another song that I end up writing.
I mean, I'll just say it. Right. Then just keep, like the Deluxe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. Maybe we'll get is there a title for this crazy album that doesn't exist yet?
I'm debating between a few at the moment, so I can't say as to what it's going to be called yet.
No, fair enough. You say September, that is like about 2 weeks away or something. Is that when you're going to start working on it?
I start on September 21st. So from then on, I will start working on the next album.
Okay.
Which...
And is it quite... Because you've got experience already with Northbrook. Is in your mind, is it almost crucial to be working on something whilst studying there as well?
It's not crucial, but it does help.
Yeah.
Because then I can kind of go, well, I'm working on my own thing, but because I'm also on a course, I can just use it for my course.
Yeah.
So it does make things easier.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. I studied at Goldsmiths, and I think all of us were there for the studio. It's like all kit, shiny things.
Who cares about the grade?
It just doesn't really matter. And that carried on for about a decade after we left. We kept using all the kit. It was very, very, very good. I get that. What's your writing process? Are you a sort of... are you prolific? Do you have to dedicate time to it? Or is it just something that you can't help but do?
Well, it kind of just happens. I tend to write sort of... like different melodies and harmonies. First, I'll come up with the chord structure.
Oh, okay.
And then if I'm feeling inspired, then maybe some lyrics will follow.
Interesting.
But it's kind of one of those things where it's like if I've started writing lyrics, I have to stay there until the song is written. Otherwise, the rest of the song isn't going to get written.
Yeah, yeah. And what about inspirations? What who do you lean on? Or who's sort of filtered through over the years?
I don't know. Inspiration just... I kind of realise what I'm writing about halfway through writing the song.
Yeah.
So I'll be writing and then a certain line I'll write and I'll just go, oh, that's what it's about.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I get it. And what about musical inspirations, like sort of others, like the sort of the greats that have gone before us?
Or
not so.
The biggest one would be Billy Joel.
Yeah.
I went and saw him in Cardiff a couple of years back. But then others, a lot of 70s, 80s artists, Elton John, Queen, Stevie Wonder.
A lot of piano in there. A lot of piano.
And recently I've started to get into The Zombies and Colin Blunstone.
Oh, yeah.
And the Alan Parsons Project.
Oh, yeah.
All that stuff.
Yeah. I've got that only, is it The Eye in the Sky? I've got that one album. I know nothing else that Alan Parsons Project is.
Listening to that on the way here.
Were you really? Oh, get you. He's got a house in Mallorca, so if you ever listen to Radio Mallorca, they are always playing that song. It's like, oh, why are they playing Alan Parsons? That's bizarre. Turns out he lives there. So that's all sound pretty groovy. Would you like to do another track? What have you got lined up?
I've got... one of the songs that was on the original album, which has, I think, the most layers of harmony on the track. So it sounds very different when I play it live, because you can't really replicate 47 vocals
Well, I don't know. You say that. I mean, I've got a loop and a mic. I mean, I'm pretty damn nifty.
Do we have 3 hours?
Yeah. they can hang around. They're just what? They're on the beach listening. They're doing nothing. It's, you know, we've locked the doors. That's all I'm saying. What's this track called?
It's called Mortals Doing Nothing.
Mortals Doing Nothing. I've met a few. Would you like to take it away?
Yes.
Very much. That was ridiculously gorgeous. There's a track called Mortals Doing Nothing, which is anything but the description of what you're actually doing there, which was a heck of a lot. Very, very beautiful. Love that. Really nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a goodie. A little message in, by the way. I take no responsibility for these messages, and I cannot be sued or any other. Thanks for signing all things as you walked in. It says here, Ellie Thomas's biggest fan.
Oh.
So far, so good.
That is good.
We could stop there.
Let's leave it there.
Or I could read on. Also known as her boyfriend Ashton. Tuned in, and I'm so extremely proud of her. Always, I like the fact tuned in. That's a joke, you see, from earlier. Yeah. Always such a joy to see her write, produce, especially as 90% of how it all works is still a mystery to me. Hey, and me, Ashton. What I do know is she's incredibly talented, and I always look forward to seeing what she does next.
That's very nice.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I like that. He's a keeper. Ash, thank you for that. Anyone else wants to message in? 07909 547336, or email us pete@pjproductions.co.uk, of course. Or you can go to the Pete Jones Show Facebook page. Always welcome there. Leave a little message. We got Ellie Thomas in. I'm assuming you write everything at the piano.
Not everything.
Go, tell me.
There's a couple of songs I've written on guitar.
Ooh. Yes.
If there was a guitar in front of me, I'd show you, but...
Guys, guitar, what are you paid for? It's ridiculous.
There's a couple of songs I've transferred from the piano to the guitar, but I've never done it the other way.
So how does that work, and why doesn't it work the other way?
Well, I mean...
You just haven't done it.
Yeah, I just haven't done it. Although, I say that, but the intro to Trust the Feeling, which is on the album, I originally wrote that on guitar, and then I just had to figure out how to transfer it onto the piano.
And do you ever play live on the guitar?
I've done it a couple of times, but it's more open mics that I do the guitar.
Okay.
If there's no piano, I'm like, oh, I'll just take a guitar, sure. And then I end up playing different songs that I would play.
Have you always played instruments?
Yeah. Well, since I was, 10 years old.
That's always in my world.
Yeah.
Yeah. And did you classically learn? Did you train? Did you do grades on the piano?
No.
Really?
I listened to notes and made it up.
Really?
No.
What? You listen? No. What? No.
Well, I think the third song I learned was Bohemian Rhapsody, and I spent a year learning it by ear.
And the second one was Meatloaf, obviously, and the first one was, I don't know.
I think the first song was Pompeii by Bastille.
Why not?
Yeah.
Do we know the second?
No.
Right, okay.
Not important enough.
No. It was probably Anthony's song by Billy Joel or something.
No, that was like the 100th song.
He's a pretty damn good, pretty high bar there. Where would you put Elton? Would you put Billy above Elton?
I probably would.
Yeah.
Just because, like, when it comes to Elton, I kind of get after, like, the 8th album and then I start skipping tracks, but... With Billy, I don't skip anything. So.
Yeah, that's a good test, actually. Yeah, Elton had quite a few flats along the way. After the first, you're probably right after about the first, I haven't counted them, but after after Yellow Brick Road, Captain Fantastic was great. Then Single Man, not so sure. Yeah. It's okay. Bernie wasn't writing the lyrics then, of course.
True, but the one album that was released more recently by him that I quite like is Regimental Sergeant Zippo. It was recorded in...
Oh, I don't know that one.
It was recorded in the late 60s, but only released in 2022.
Oh, okay. Interesting. So that, in a way that...
It's basic. It's from the 60s.
Yeah, 60s album. Is that a period that you love 70s music?
70s music a lot, yeah. I dip into sort of different eras. There's some like late 1800, early 1900 stuff that I like ragtime stuff.
Yeah.
Scott Joplin.
Do you know what? There was in that first song you played, there was a little bit of that going on.
Yeah.
With the jazz singer and stuff.
Yeah, well, a piano album that I released in 2024 that's got a couple of original ragtime compositions on.
Ah, that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
Have you ever written with anyone?
Not intentionally.
just have to backtrack that. What are you talking about? Was in the room.
I've written some stuff with my brother where it's kind of, he kind of goes, oh, I need chords for this bridge, but I don't know how it should go. And then I kind of end up sitting down with him and we'll come up with something together. But
That's quite nice.
It's never planned. It's like we've got 20 minutes spare and we start talking about music and then something happens.
Yeah, yeah. So. Would you like to collaborate?
I don't know yet. It depends on who I would be collaborating with.
So yeah.
It's got to be the right person.
That's true. What about duetting on stage?
I've done a couple of bits with some people. So
and have you grown? Have you sort of produced a big band on stage? Have you done that kind of? So from writing piano with you, have you done it live with more than 3 or 4 people behind you?
No. The album launch that I did, that was the one and only show I've done with a band.
Yeah. And when was that?
That was back in February.
Yeah.
So I'm keen to get a band back together and start doing more shows.
Well, what I'm intrigued is, so you did that show almost as a one-off show, really, wasn't it? It's like a production. And then you didn't do it again, you didn't do it before. That was it.
Yeah.
Which is sort of... Did it give you the flavour of wanting to go out on the road and do stuff?
Yeah, it did. Well, I originally booked all, like, the members of my band as, like, we'll do this as a one-off thing because... Well, I want to do something to celebrate the launch of the album.
Yeah.
And then, like, the original plan was to not do anything more after that. And then I wanted to do more, so I applied for some stuff and then just never got anything. So I'm now just waiting to sort of, I guess, reform, maybe with some new members and go from there.
You've got it all ahead, right?
Yeah.
I can see September's going to explode. You're going to be a very busy bunny. Will you let us know when this unnamed album finally hits the decks and you've produced a beautiful thing? Will you first of all give us some tracks, and then why don't you come back in maybe January, February or something?
Maybe.
Would that be all right?
Yeah, maybe.
Hey, listen, don't have to sign anything.
We'll find out.
I know you've signed most things on the way in, but don't have to sign that. In the meantime, have you got another track you'd like to play us?
Well, speaking of the next album, I was going to play something that hasn't been released at all.
Okay.
So this is brand new material.
This is like one of those exclusive things.
Yeah.
I can smell it.
Yeah.
Folks, just while you're there, it is Ellie_Thomas_music if you're on Instagram. Please follow now, Ellie_Thomas_music. The album, Ian the Dulux release, is called Who I Am. It's on all sorts of streaming places. There's about 7 copies of a very rare CD left if you wanna purchase. Where would they get in touch with you and how would they do that?
Well, I guess either send me a message on Instagram or if you bump into me at an open mic in Worthing or Brighton or something.
Or tonight you're at the Brunswick.
Yes.
Which is fab.
Heading to the Brunswick.
Anyone going to the Brunswick to see an open mic, well, say hi to Ellie Thomas and to say, I heard you on the radio and you were so good.
Yeah, and maybe buy a CD.
Yeah. I mean, we all only take 10. Is it 10 or 15? 15. We'll only take 15% if they've, you know, heard it.
Yeah.
Hey, stop it. What would you like to play us?
This song is, it's called There's More to Life.
There's More to Life. Ellie, thank you so much for coming in. It's been such a pleasure meeting you. And loads of luck in September. It's going to go brilliantly. You take care.
There's more to life, you know. How do you keep it going? Living day by day. There's more to life, you know. Your feelings are the same. Constant state of mind. Get out your bed and go. Do something in the morning. It's time to start on your own. Just a game, so play with your days. Try something new, like going to the zoo, or just sit in your room hiding from your mistakes. Are you gonna be free or live life in pain? So stop sitting around, messing about. It's time. There's more to life, you know. You wander the streets looking for somewhere to go. You really need to find something to do. Take your photographs, sit and see the view. Sit back, just relax, take in the new light. Life is just a game, so play with your days. Try something new, like going to the Louvre, or just sit in your room hiding from your mistakes. Are you gonna be free or live life in pain? So stop sitting around, messing about. It's time. You're slowing down. You need to stop and think about what your life is meant to be. And pursue actions of means to make your life your dreams. Now you've found your way into the day.
thank you so much. Thanks so much for coming into and putting up with this aircon not working. Ellie Thomas,
thank
you
so much for having me.
It's a pleasure. Take care.
Antonia Redding, coming to you from Radio Reverb 97.2. Fresh and original.